Now, from an airport in California to one in Florida. If you think you're taking a chance when you fly, well, Miami officials are trying to make the odds even steeper. The city commissioners there want to install slot machines at Miami International to generate revenue and presumably make the anxiety level in the terminals even higher. But as with all great ideas, there's a catch. Under a Florida statute, if you want to install slots, you also have to have horse racing. As we mentioned, this is Florida, and we're about to call on our expert in all things Floridian, writer Dave Barry. Welcome once again.
Thank you, Robert.
Why does Florida mandate horse racing with slot machines?
Well, it's Florida. You know, it's a weird state because the bottom half of the state where I live, which is Miami, which really is not part of the United States at all, would love to have gambling and other things. Well, we really do have gambling and prostitution and drugs. They're just not legal here.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd like to make them legal. And the upper part of the state, which is more Alabama, Georgia than it is Florida, doesn't like those things. It doesn't like Miami in general. And so it's enacted some rules about where you can have slot machines. And evidently there's some rule that if you have slot machines, it has to be at a racetrack, so it has to be horses racing there. And, of course, because Miami is the ideal spot to put a horse track at the airport, I don't know if you've ever flown through Miami International Airport. I mean, it is a confusing place, even to those of us who know it pretty well. It's been under construction since, I don't know, the Civil War.
Yeah.
And we would love, of course, to have the ponies running at the airport. But how about let's get the airport running first at the airport?
but we gloss over the lead here. Some people might have been deterred by this statute. The people at Miami International Airport are figuring out how they can race the horses at the airport.
In the parking lot. Well, why not? Why ever not? You know what? It's not a normal airport in a lot of ways. We had a story last year. A 72-year-old man was stopped by police driving a Chevrolet Cobalt, which in itself is not so unusual. It's where he was. He was on the runway of Miami International Airport. It's just not the most sane, organized airport. And I don't really know that horses would be that big a deal there. I don't know that anybody would even necessarily notice. I'm wondering if they could maybe hold the races on the runways. I mean, it worked for the guy with the Cobalt during flight delays. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be delayed just a few moments here until the fifth race is out. You know, and people in the planes could maybe bet. Or I'm thinking, why not just run the horses there, run gambling there, but don't try to make an airport there, too. Leave the airport somewhere, preferably where Miami-Dade County commissioners cannot manage it. And I'd be happy. It wouldn't be any less convenient than Miami International Airport is for us now.
I see. Dave Barry, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
My pleasure.
It's humorist Dave Barry talking about Miami International Airport and the possibility of slot machines and horse racing there.